Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The defrocked priest who came to symbolize Boston's clergy sex abuse scandal was released from prison this morning. 86-year-old Paul Shanley served 12 of a possible 15 years in jail after being convicted of raping a boy in the 1980s. Psychiatric experts hired by prosecutors determined Shanley is no longer a sexually dangerous person. Because of his release, Governor Baker plans to review the legal criteria for civil commitment. For more now on how someone is deemed no longer sexually dangerous, we turn to Dr. Angeline Stanislaus. She's a forensic psychiatrist who makes these determinations working with the Missouri Department of Public Health, and she was not involved in the Paul Shanley case. She joins us now from her office. Dr. Stanislaus, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, you're most welcome.
What are the factors that psychiatric experts such as yourself consider when they're trying to determine whether someone is a sexually dangerous person?
One of the main factors we look for is the nature of sexual offending by the particular individual and the length and duration of how long they have exhibited those behaviors. We also look for what kind of circumstances led to them offending. Have they spent time in prison, released to the community again, and reoffended? We also look at other factors such as the risk to reoffend again, which is based on multiple factors that have been validated by research. One of those is age, the type of victims they've had, other criminal behaviors they have engaged in repeatedly.
How reliable are these determinations in predicting future behaviors? What's your experience along those lines?
If you were to use an actuarial instrument such as a static 99R, which is one of the commonly used risk tools in the field, the risk predictability is supposed to be about 0.6, meaning that you can be quite sure about 6 times out of 10 that could be predicted.
Are you telling me that 30 to 40% of the time the determination, the finding, might be incorrect?
What I'm saying is that it is impossible to determine with 100% accuracy whether a person is going to commit a sex offense or not. But based on past patterns of behavior, we can identify a person as high risk, moderate risk, or low risk. And that's how far science has advanced when it comes to assessing risk sex offenders.
You said age can be a factor. In this case, the inmate, Paul Shanley, is 86 years old. In general, how does age play into determinations made in these types of cases regarding whether someone is still sexually dangerous?
The research shows that with advancing age, the risk to sexually offend decreases. And that could be due to decrease in sex drive. The other factor is criminal behaviors tend to also decrease with advanced age. It's saying that there are individual cases that has been documented in the literature where the individual continued to sexually offend even past the age of 80.
Dr. Angeline Stanislaus, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.